We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. Sunday, Miami will find out where they're playing a bowl game.
Got any thoughts?
Yeah, I have thoughts. How do you feel about El Paso?
El Paso is a nice place to go. I'd much rather be in New York.
Sun Bowl used to be one of those, you know, it used to be a great bowl game. It would be, if Miami goes there, it would be their third trip to El Paso.
I'd much rather go to New York.
I took a tour of the...
I'd even like to go to Tampa.
I think the first time we were there, I took a tour of the border, Juarez. I didn't go across the border. We drove by the border, waved at Juarez. Yeah. Very nice people at the Sun Bowl. Wonderful people.
You can't really know how
to put on a bowl game.
Can't find a nicer bunch.
At any rate, bowl games would be a nice stepping stone for a lot of these young players. Joining us right now, football director of player personnel, Andy Vaughn. Andy, good evening. How are you tonight?
Great, guys. How about you?
Very good. Thank you. First, congrats on the way the team finished the season. You won five of the last six. The other one was right in the grasp there. But what does it say about the team that you put together, the players you put out there, as you evaluated them? They showed a lot of mental toughness this year, didn't they not?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to the culture that Coach Diaz and the staff has been able to build here, you know, to be able to be that resilient, to come back from a lot of setbacks, to some older, more experienced players that we all expected to have some more impact this year, and for those young guys to step into the moment and continue to get better game after game, to not flinch and to learn on the job, so to speak. I think that goes to the culture, and it just goes to the type of players that we've been fortunate enough to bring into the program, the right kind of guys that fit the systems that we're trying to run and fit that culture that we just talked about. I think it just all those things kind of came together, and you saw the guys, those freshmen that came in and just continued to get better as the season went on. I mean, that's really one of the most impressive things, I think, from this year. You know, it's all not the overall record's not what we wanted it to be, obviously, but, you know, I just think that the transformation of these young freshmen throughout the year has just been incredible, and I think they're just continuing to get better, and it's a great foundation now that they can go into the offseason and go into next year and be ready to roll again. So,
Andy, to kind of follow up on that, I don't know if I think back through my entire life being around this game that I have ever seen a team have to re-vote for captains because of injury, and then you re-vote and you actually, one of the captains are a freshman and Tyler Van Dyke. I mean, do people have any idea the transition that needed to take place leadership-wise because of the injuries?
You know, I know Coach Diaz has talked about it plenty, and you know, I think people may not. I mean, obviously we came into the season with some guys on the roster from their performance over the last couple of years and the great year that we had last year that – everybody expected to lead this team to do some special things. And, you know, for whatever reason, unfortunately, with injuries and whatnot, those guys just weren't able to perform like they wanted to. And I think there was a vacuum a little bit, and those freshman guys had to jump in and take over that role. But, again, I think it speaks well of these young guys that have worked and put in the time and the effort. And those older guys, spending time with them again, we talked about that back in the spring, about the older guys working with the younger guys and embracing them and bringing them along and showing them how to do things the right way. And I think those freshmen were just so eager and willing to learn and to put in the work. And I think you saw that when we revoted for the captains, and those players recognized, even the older guys, hey, these guys are special. They've been working. They're going to put it out there just like the older guys would. And, you know, again, for a freshman quarterback that really hadn't seen any significant time to get that C on his chest, I think is a huge deal. And obviously Tyler has done a tremendous job on the field and just as good off the field of trying to lead this team and get us back to where we want to go.
Tyler Van Dyke, Rookie of the Week again for about the ninth week in a row. I have a vote in the ACC. I voted him Rookie of the Year. I suspect it will not be the only vote he gets. If it is, then we might have to leapfrog out of the ACC. But he should win Rookie of the Year inside the ACC. Andy, we've got 2 weeks, I guess it is, until the early signing day. What are some of the things you're trying to emphasize as you guys organize this recruiting effort?
Sure. I mean, I think we're just operating as usual. We've identified the players that we think can help us all the way around, whether they're freshman guys, whether they're junior college transfers, and even in the transfer portal, we've identified guys that skill set wise we think fit with our system, that can really help us on offense and defense, and that have the culture and the things that we think are important in a guy to be able to be successful at Miami. We've identified all those things, and now we're going out and try to convince those guys to make this their home for the next 3 to 4 years and come help us be even more special. And I think it's, guys, it's really easy. I mean, you just turn on the TV this season and you see the freshman impact that we've had. You know, one of the best freshman kickers in the country. You know, we've had guys on the defense, on the offense, as freshmen making big impacts. And so I think it's really easy for these guys, you know, especially as high school seniors, to see that on TV day in and day out and say, that could be me. You know, I want to go play with those guys. They're going to be there when I get there. It's just fun to watch these guys play together. And I think that excitement, I think those high school kids feel that and see opportunity here to do some special things. And so we're just going out and trying to get those guys and just operating as normal and trying to make sure that they understand the special values that we have in this program, whether it's on the field or off the field and in the classroom. I think there's so much opportunity here for those guys. It's an easy sell, as I've told you guys plenty of times, and we're just going out and making those rounds and trying to get those kids to stay in the boat and bring some new guys in that we're still trying to work down to the wire. So
the other thing that Miami is now in the mix with is facilities, with the indoor practice facility, the lakeside dorm, everything has been caught up, and that's very impressive, especially when you're able to come into a city of this size with all the opportunities it's going to allow these young men, but to make sure that your facilities are on par, and Miami has done that.
Absolutely, yeah. The commitment by the president and his staff and the fundraisers on campus and the things that we've been fortunate enough to have as far as donors in athletics to get that indoor facility, the new office space, and, you know, like you mentioned it, even the lakeside dorms is second to none. You know, we bring a kid on campus now, that's one of the first things we'll take them over to. I mean, it's an incredible facility. It's just second to none now. And it's what we need to do and the direction that we need to continue to go to put this place in a position to be successful. So it's been incredible, the resources that we've been able to get over the last 3 years. So
I think one of the observations I would also make is, maybe I'm going to walk the plank on this one, because Miami got hurt by a little bit this year. But if you kids want to play in exciting places, they know Hard Rock Stadium for home field advantage will be an exciting place, especially when it's rolling in there. I think one of the things the SEC does, and Miami's got to, you know, you got to recruit against those guys, is talk about some of their venues. But if you look at your schedule, of course, this year was Alabama. Next year it's on the road to Texas A&M. I think Clemson's on the schedule. But Miami has built a schedule here that's going to be very tough in the future, whether it's at Texas A&M or at Notre Dame or at Florida. Those are all going to be significant games. And somewhere along the line, somewhere, sometime, one group of these players, they're going to break through and have a significant victory in one of those great spots.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you come to the University of Miami, is to play in Hard Rock and to play in those big games. And I think that's obvious. You know, all the games that we've got on TV and the success we've had with game day and all those kind of things, as far as from a publicity standpoint. I think that's one of the reasons that guys choose to come here is because they want to play in those important and meaningful games that matter and the excitement that goes around that. I mean, it's a fun thing to be around.
And explain to us now the rules of players coming on campus. Can they come with their parents? Can they come with family members? What are some of the parameters of the visit on campus?
Well, there's two different things you can do. There's official visits, obviously, where we can pay for their transportation expenses for the recruit and two parents. We can pay for their lodging, their meals, and all that while they're here for 48 hours. And then there's the unofficial visit, which happens probably more frequently because the official visits, we only have so many of those per year. But the unofficial visits, it's almost like an official visit. We can't pay for any of their expenses. They have to pay to get here to campus, and anything that, you know, they eat or anything like that, they have to pay for. But it's almost the same thing. I mean, they're going to do a lot of the similar things. They're going to see the facility, see campus. They're going to meet with people on campus in our academics office and our life skills office. They're going to meet with the coaches. So they're very similar in a lot of ways, especially, you know, we've had a lot of success with getting kids down here because, let's be honest, this is the destination place. You want to be here. It's a fun place to live, to go to school. So many guys that come here wind up coming back here to live, to start a business or retire. So it's a great place. I mean, people always want to have a reason to come to Miami. So it's been really easy to get guys down here with that. So there's some rules to it. I know Joe Z's been studying up his rule book. So
yeah,
there's a couple chapters in there about that, but I won't bore you with all that. But there's a lot of ways to get the guys down here. So
I'm on that rule book, Andy. I make sure that, you know, want to see if Don can watch video, and the answer is no, he cannot.
There's a lot more no's in there than yes.
There are a lot of no's in there. Everybody thinks there are a lot of yeses. That's a very, very wise thing. Everybody thinks there are a lot of yeses. There are a lot of no's in there. I want to ask you about your job, how maybe it gets complicated now. I can remember way back I was at the Dolphins camp one day. Eddie Jones was the general manager. He walked in there, salary cap guy. He and Brian Wiedemeyer, they had all these – the roster of everybody all over the wall, the Dolphins roster, the entire league, because they had to crunch the numbers on the salary cap. And so here we are now where you've got to recruit high school players. Not only do you have to be concerned with who is coming in, what needs you want to fill coming in, whether it's through high school or transfer portal, but you also don't know the curveball. It's like NFL free agency. Who's going out? So if you put your periscope up, how do you prepare for this? Because you're going to have guys coming in because some guys might want to go out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real thing that everybody's kind of learning this thing as we go. You know, in the last 5 years, this part of the business of college football has really just leaps and bounds changed since I've been in the business for, 16 years now. It's totally different. It is. I think you have to look at it more as you say NFL model, and people, you know, don't like that, but it really, if you look at it, that's the best way to explain it. You know, the high school kids that we're going to recruit, you have to look at that as more of like the draft. You have to look at the transfer portal. Obviously the transfer portal in the past couple of years has really been a way that teams go find impact players, you know, and I think Miami's done a tremendous job of that. You look at the De'Ara Kings, the Quincy Roches, KJ Osborne, Charleston Rambo. I mean, geez, the things that he's done this
Phillips,
year.
Yeah,
Jalen Phillips. You know, I think if you look at that, it's been an impact thing, and I think it's going to continue to – you're going to go in there and try to find guys that can make an immediate impact and just make your team better, regardless of what position they play. But with the one-time transfer, you're exactly right. It's a lot like free agency. I mean, there's guys on your team that you think are going to move on because they're unhappy or they want a different role. There's going to be guys that you don't expect that you're going to have to try to replace. And, you know, I think that middle of your roster is now where the transfer portal really comes into play a lot more than just finding an impact player. You have to really be aware of what your needs are at each position, really be in tune with your roster with who may leave and who's going to come back and be ready to know what's out there. And if you guys – have seen the news today. I mean, there's been so many guys that have jumped in the portal now, and it's just like the free agency market is hit. You have to really have a good read on who's out there, what they're able to do, how they fit with what you do on the field, how, you know, what potential reasons they may be leaving. Sometimes they're positive reasons. They just need a change, or they just want a bigger role, and you just have to be aware of those things and do your homework. And so I really think that's the ways that people are going to have to go forward, and it's really going to be more of an NFL model from that respect, as far as the transfer portal and you know, the traditional high school recruiting.
You know, I want to bring this up to you for a second. As you were mentioning the names of the guys that have come to the University of Miami, sometimes something gets put out there, a criticism of a school, and it catches legs and keeps on going. And some will look at whether it's a Miami program or somebody else, and they'll always jump in on, oh, they got to develop players, got to develop players. And you just mentioned the names, K.J. Osborne, Jalen Phillips, Quincy Roche, Tyreek Stevenson, Charleston Rambo. Those guys all came here for a reason. There was something about their game or where they were that was flawed. And I'm not going to point to each individual guy, but each guy that came here got better. There's not one guy in that that you mentioned that came in the transfer portal that didn't get better. Rambo caught more passes this year in 1 year than he caught in 4 years at Oklahoma. K.J. Osborne had a career year here. Jalen Phillips became a first-round draft choice here. And Quincy Roche is playing in the NFL partly because of what he accomplished here. That says something about what you guys are doing there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still development. I think you just have to change your perception of what that word means. I mean, players are constantly developing. You know, look at high school guys that come into college guys between their freshman year, and you saw it this year between the beginning of their freshman year and the end of their freshman year. And then you have older guys that maybe they just haven't had enough at-bats, enough snaps to really get better, and they just need a place where they can flourish. I mean, you look at the impact players across the country that have come out of the transfer portal, it's not always a negative thing. Guys are constantly developing in different phases of their career. And I think we always just say, oh, you don't really develop if you don't start guys off as high school guys. There's a great place for that. We're still all in on high school guys and bringing those guys into the program, develop them, seeing what they can be over 3 to 4 years. They're very important in the program. But so are guys that come in and fill a role for us that continue to get better. Like you said, I mean, Rambo's career, where he was before, what he's been able to do this year. Jalen Phillips did some great things, but the career he had at Miami, you look at Quincy Roche, he had done all he could do at his last school, and he comes into this conference and makes a name for himself on national TV and turns that into what he's been able to do on Sundays. So I think you just have to change your perception of what that word development means for a program and what it means in college football today. This is, you know, 2021 college football is different than, you know, 5 years ago and, you know, 2015 and 2010. And it's just continued to get different. And I think it's just the evolution of this game and how college football is going to go. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, these kids come in and are able to help better their careers. They help the university and the program at the same time. So I think it's a win-win, and we've been lucky on that. And guys, look, the numbers are the numbers. You know, over the last four cycles, I think we've gotten a total of 14 guys out of the transfer portal. I'd say the success rate on those guys is really high.
Yep.
So it's just a part of our program that in college football going forward in general that we just have to continue to explore. We'll just try to use it to put the best team on the field on Saturdays that we can put on the field. So,
Andy, thank you. You're always great. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you on the practice field here before the bowl game. Congrats on the finish, and best of luck here on the recruiting trail. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Love talking to you. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Andy Vaughn, Director of Player Personnel. He's got a hell of a background. Nebraska, oh, yeah. Arizona State.
Yeah, he's on top of his game. Huh? He's on top of his game.
He's got a good eye and a good, very good background. Fun to talk to about personnel. We're going to take a break. Then we'll come back and talk about some other things, which I had on my mind. And all of a sudden, I forgot what I was going to tell you.
Well, just remind me to talk to you about the Miami Lake Sports Hall of Fame and Coach Schnellenberger, if you would.
I'll do that. We will find out where the bowl game is on Sunday. Oh, I was going to pick up on that development thing real fast. If I hear that stuff about, oh, they don't develop players. Well, how do you explain Rambo? How do you explain? Remember the kid, Adrian Colbert, that came in?
Hold on.
How do you explain that?
How do you explain Zion Nelson?
Right.
You remember what he looked like? He was 230 pounds when he got here. He's three and a quarter. I mean, or he's 300. I mean, he's gained 70 pounds.
One of the guys that went into portal today, I hope he either ends up at Miami or please go someplace outside the ACC.
I know who it is.
And please don't go to Texas A&M.
The Georgia Tech running
Georgia
back.
Georgia Tech running back, Gibbs.
We could use him.
Miami could use him. Imagine him with Chaney and Knighton. Miami could use Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Jameer, if you're not going to come to Miami, please
get out of the conference.
Get out of the conference and don't go to Texas A&M.
That's right.
We'll come back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.